the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I'd like to read a very traditional psalm for Thanksgiving, Psalm 100 in the Hebrew Bible, and in most Protestant Bibles, Psalm 99 in the Orthodox Bible. Shout aloud to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with great joy. Know this, the Lord, He is God. He made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with hymns of praise. Give thanks to Him. Praise His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And His truth is from generation to generation. This is a national holiday. It's also appropriate, of course, that we as Orthodox Christians would gather together in celebration of God's goodness, His love, and His mercy, and give special thanks. So we do that this morning. We gather as Christians, giving thanks to God. Back in 1621, 90 American Indians, Native Americans, and 53 pilgrims gathered together and declared it a special day of thanksgiving. You could have looked at what had happened in the life of those people and said, my goodness, maybe they ought to be saying to God, why? Why are you allowing so many deaths to occur in our midst? But they knew that God was a God of love and God whose mercy endured forever. And so even in their suffering, they were grateful to God for a place where they could worship in freedom and start a new life in this country. Again, in 1863, one of our great presidents declared this a day of thanksgiving. Who was that? 1863.
Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln. He declared this a day of thanksgiving. And you know how the country was reeling for the Civil War. And he said, we need to gather and praise God for His goodness. So we have here the psalm which says, shout to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness, come before Him with great joy. So who is supposed to come and give thanks to God? Who?
All the earth.
All the earth. You know, when we were driving here this morning, I said to Sue, look, deer. We had just driven by the old plantation, or probably not a plantation, the old homestead of Abraham Kuyper in Holland here. And, not Abraham Kuyper, what's his name?
Penalty.
Oh my goodness, I get my Dutch history all mixed up. So it was Kuyper. No,
Penalty.
She should have written it down. I knew I'd remember it though. So it's Penalty. The old Penalty homestead. And there were 9 deer just walking across that big, big open space in front of his house. And I thought, what beauty. What beauty. The beautiful white snow and those deer just walking across. We as Christians are a people who are called by God to lead all of creation to worship. So we are priests, we're a kingdom of priests. That's what the Old Testament people were told before the priesthood was initiated and established by Moses in the Old Testament. God said, you, the whole people of Israel, you are a kingdom of priests. And then later He established a specific tribe and a specific office to lead those kingdom of priests in their priestly ministry. But anyway, we are called to lead all of creation. And we are called then to lead all of humankind. So we are priests. We have a priestly ministry to lead all people and all creation to give thanks to God. Okay. There's a lot more that could be said, right? But I just want to say this, that we do this not just because we know that there's a God. We do this because we know that the Lord, He is God. We know who God is, and He's the Lord Jesus Christ. This is really a psalm of praise to Jesus. He came and He said, "You, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. No one knows the Father except those who come to me. I am the Father, and I reveal the Father to you." So we know who God is. He is God, the Lord. And He made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people. We're not just a bunch of people. We're His people. We belong to Him. We are the sheep of His pasture. There's an intimate relationship here between us and God. Is there any reason why we should give thanks to God? Life is full of reasons to give thanks to God. And I just mentioned how, you know, the early pilgrims went through such a horrible time of suffering and death. And then our country was going through such a horrible time in the Civil War. But it was during those times that people said, you know what, we need to turn to God and do what? And give thanks. Count our blessings. God loves us. And His mercy endures forever. His love and His mercy. Thank God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.